ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program Bridge. We're looking at supplications of Al-Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in As-Sahif As-Sajjadi, and especially we're looking at supplication number 8. Before we dive into today's supplication, we also want to send our condolences to the Muslims and the Shia around the world for marking the 40th of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, which will be tomorrow. So we can send our condolences to all the Shia, and also we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all the visitors and all those who are walking right now towards the shrine of Imam al-Husayn, and to grant them safety and bring them back home as well. So let us keep these pilgrims in our dua, and inshallah, we ask Allah that also He makes us amongst them in the year to come. Back to our supplication. Imam Sajjad Salamullah Alayhi, he was asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help and seeking refuge in Him from number of things. We mentioned at least a couple of verses from this narration or from this supplication, and we go to the point where the Imam says, وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ, all the way until he says, وَمَلَكَةُ الْحَمِيَّةِ. And Hamiya and Malaka, two words, we can't translate them into English, rather we have to explain them into English to be able to understand what these two words mean. So before we jump into explaining these two words, let us take a very short break and then we'll continue right after.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu As-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana. Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Now, Malakatul Hamiyah, the Imam says, Malaka is when a person has an ability and power over something. So when I say Malaka Shay, he became in charge of it. He has ownership of it. And Hamiya is, the English word for it is zealous, right, or zeal. Here, when we put these two words together, Hamiya in Arabic is taken from the word humma. And humma is when a person has a fever, right? So there's an amount of heat in his body. Now, if we look at, this is the linguistic meaning of these two words. If we look at the Islamic terminology and definition for it is the feeling and the state one has, so he becomes zealous over something, whether it is his house, his family, his country, I don't know, his village, and so on and so forth. And this is what referred to in the Quran as hamiyatul jahiliyyah, the zealousy of the ignorant people at a time of ignorance before Islam. So sometimes we have this zealous or this jealousy in us that make us go away from the path of Islam. Now, to have hamiya, to have this jealousy, is actually, it has two sides to it. It has the good side and it also has a bad side. So there's a negative aspect to it as much as there is a positive to it. And naturally speaking, as human beings, we have to learn to defend ourselves and to take our things seriously, our affairs seriously, whether it is my faith, my religion, my family, my ideology. I have to take them seriously. I have to be an extremist in them. So we say a person would not be, for example, a scientist if he's not an extremist in his own science, meaning he takes it really seriously. We're not saying an extremist as a person who just wants to destroy things. No. In fact, those who are devoted to Allah, we call them an extremist in the sense that they devote themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to also have the same thing when it comes to our faith, to our religion, to our country. We have to be very committed. We need to have this hamiya that we use in order for us to do what? To defend ourselves and to use it in the good way. Now, let me just quickly put you on a break and then we will come back and we will continue.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So just before the break, we were saying that when it comes to hamiya, this jealousy or zealous, a person has to make sure that he uses it for a good purposes. For example, when it comes to my religion, I have to be extreme. When it comes to defending my religion, I have to be extreme. I have to... This jealousy has to come out in me and I can use it. When it comes to haqq, righteousness, when it comes to the truth, when it comes to the Islamic teachings and these things, right? Then I am required to defend them. I'm required to hold them dear to my heart and defend them with everything that I have from being taken away and from being attacked. So this is a good aspect of hamiya. The hamiya that we should not have is when it comes to the fact that I just want to defend my tribe. I want to defend my country. I want to defend things that I love. Even though those people, my tribe, my country, what have you, they are oppressors. They're bad people. And you can see that around the world now. Look at any country who's in war, the aggressive country, and you will see the majority of the people of this country, they support their own regimes. And they say, well, yeah, we're doing the right thing. The other ones are bad. They can't give themselves the ability to see beyond their own pride. For example, when you look at, I've seen this in the news, when you look at people, for example, in Yemen and Saudi Arabia, the most people in Saudi Arabia, they are for the war against Yemenis. Why? Because they say, yeah, we're right. They are wrong. Because they have this hamiya in them that made them see falsehood as righthood or as truth. which is not. So this is the negative aspect of Hamiyya that we should not have. We leave it here and we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را یا سجاد